The Lions made a social justice statement at Allen Park today. It was interesting. I follow all the Lions beat writers and Mike O'Hare and Tim 20 Men from DetroitLions.com, and they were like, hey, the team was supposed to practice at 10:30 a.m. Nobody's out here. Then 1:15, nobody is out here. And you're thinking, hey, they had a COVID-19 outbreak, right? You're thinking that. Well, then the players come out and the Lions announced that they have canceled practice for Tuesday, and players and coaches came out addressing the media with a quote, "The world can't go on and we won't be silent" signs. Players' message: football is not important today after what happened over the weekend in Kenosha, Wisconsin, with that police shooting involving Jacob Blake, who reportedly now is paralyzed. I will tell you that a peaceful, silent protest, and not quite silent, but getting a message across like the Lions, I agree with that with anybody in this country. It's the founding foundation of America. And if the Lions want to do this, they didn't hammer law enforcement. Matter of fact, they didn't even bring color of one's skin into their message. I think this is well done by the Lions, the coaches, the players, and the organization. On the flip side, you're watching store owners getting beat up in Kenosha, Wisconsin, trying to protect their property that is getting burned down. That solves nothing. Nothing. There is no reason, if you're upset with law enforcement, with the city, with the state, with this country, where you can burn down somebody else's property or loot or steal. And I think the Lions just gave us the perfect example of what a protest should be about. That they decided they weren't going to practice. They didn't cancel their season. They didn't make demands or threats. They didn't say they were never playing again until there's justice in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They just said football is not important today. Now, on the flip side, you have to let an investigation see it through. You have to. You can't go on 10 seconds of video. And I admit, I watched that video when it first went viral, and it made me sick to my stomach. And then there's a second video that shows an altercation on the other side of that police car with Jacob Blake. No man deserves to be shot in the back 6 times. No man does. No woman. No innocent person. And every man or woman in America who pulls the trigger and shoots somebody in cold blood should be held accountable. But we live in a world where you should be innocent until proven guilty, that all the facts need to come out. And I'm not backing law enforcement, and I'm not backing Jacob Blake. I don't know what happened. I saw 10 seconds of video that was horrific. Does that depict everything that happened? Wisconsin Department of Justice is doing their investigation. Now, you need to, and I know some will say, well, law enforcement, they never come down hard on them. I think it's a different world we live in today. I really do. And you look at the Floyd case in Minneapolis and the officers arrested. I believe the state of Wisconsin will be swift in their investigation. Officers on administrative leave following their protocol. Yeah, when you look at the video, you're like, what in the hell are they doing? What? The guy's kids reportedly were in that van. What needs to happen is that bad police officers need to be removed from police forces. You can't label all law enforcement as people who are out hunting for black men and women. And again, we've been down that road with Colin Kaepernick, and that was the side of Colin that I never agreed with, that they're modern-day slave patrols. There are a lot of people being gunned down in America. You can look at Chicago and the numbers. But it's different with a law enforcement officer, and I won't compare it to Chicago, because law enforcement are there to protect all, serve all. I'm a huge supporter of law enforcement, and their jobs are to protect all of us. Safety for our family and everybody. That is the job of every law enforcement man and woman in America. So there's whether it's a civilian gunning down somebody, whether it's black on black, black on white, whatever, you can't compare that to a law enforcement officer on if they pulled the trigger and they didn't have to. But also we need to understand that people are innocent until proven guilty. And that even though some may not agree with the justice system, it's all we have right now. We have to understand exactly what went down start to finish when those shots were fired in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And I will applaud the Lions for doing one of the best protests in terms of the way it was handled, the way it's done, and their message that I've seen from anybody in sports. I really, as I looked at this, because you need to sit back as I'm getting ready to do this show. It is a lightning rod issue that is in our sports world. I mean, LeBron's talking about it last night. Other players are writing Black Lives Matter on the mound. I mean, it's part of sports. It has to be part of the conversation. And the conversation isn't easy. But at the same time, all law enforcement, the massive majority who put their lives on the line for us each and every day, can't be lumped into a category that they are bigots and racist and they're out hunting people who aren't the same skin color as them. And in Kenosha, you need the investigation. You need to know why they pulled and shot multiple times. Yeah, I don't get it when there's three or four police officers, how they can't tackle somebody and immediately handcuff them. But I'm not there in the heat of the moment. I don't know what's going on. I've never been a police officer. It's easy for us to judge when we see 10 seconds of a video and they're like, well, wait a minute, they could have just tackled him. That door's open. Do you know if he's grabbing for anything? We don't know. But immediately, because of a viral video, we've watched cities go down in flames. And that's not America, man. And sports has become a big stage like it is for healing America and bringing attention to different things. And you can go back to Jackie Robinson if you want to start this conversation connected to sports. You can look at Texas Western, the first all African-American starting five in NCAA history, which is now Texas El Paso. That was 1966. Have you seen the movie Glory Road? It's a must-see movie. Fantastic movie. Same with Jackie Robinson. Any movie you watch with Jackie, you look at Muhammad Ali, I can go down 68 Olympics. And then you fast forward and you get to Colin Kaepernick, which, again, the Pig Sox and law enforcement, modern day state patrols, I've never agreed with that. His right to a silent protest to sit, I can disagree, but he can do it if he wants to. Other NFL players locking arms, putting up a fist, I'm cool because they went on, played their games, and they made their point and their message was heard. Just like what the Lions did today, I think is the right way to handle the anxiety you're feeling, in which none of us, unless we are black or Hispanic or Asian, none of us who are white can understand what it's like to walk in a black man or black woman's shoes. And I have to tell you that when I first saw that video, I literally was sick to my stomach. First, for the man who was shot, his children in the vehicle, his friends and family around, but also what that will do in terms of bringing heat on men and women with impeccable records of serving and protecting cities, counties, and states in America who will be labeled with a rogue officer if it comes to light that there was no reason why he pulled that trigger multiple times. And don't try and explain that looting or rioting, Chicago, Minneapolis, wherever, Los Angeles, Kenosha, Wisconsin. Don't try and explain to me that there's some justification for that. But sports is a way to bring America together. It is. It's a platform. It's a stage. We all don't come together in the same church. We don't come together when it comes to politics in America, the greatest divide maybe we've ever seen since the 1800s, and I'm not exaggerating. But man, sports will listen. I may not agree with everything LeBron James said last night, but I'll agree with the WTF when he looked at the video and he tweeted out the video that. But we owe it to a system to make sure people are innocent until proven guilty so we don't have a mob mentality in America. And if those officers, the officer who pulled the trigger and the other officers who had a chance to subdue him, if they did not do their jobs and there is criminal negligence, then they should be held accountable in a Wisconsin courtroom like any other man or woman, regardless of their skin color or profession, would be held accountable for taking the life of somebody else. And the Lions, their message, football's not important today, and they held up signs, and they stood in unity. And Matt Stafford even commented that he's never seen a team this united. More power to Stafford, the Lions. And I think all of you listening, the massive majority of you, just like the massive majority of law enforcement, are great men and women who leave their homes not knowing if they're coming home. That the massive majority of you stand with me and hear my voice, that no person of color should fear being pulled over by the police. That the color of your skin shouldn't dictate what happens to you in a courtroom anywhere in the United States of America. That the money in your bank account shouldn't give you a better sentence than somebody without money. Because I watch the sports world. I look at a team. In the NFL, I think, is what, close to 60% African-American, black athletes. And I look at a team together, standing there with a sign, not forced, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, support personnel, whoever comprises everybody on the Lions payroll, both players, coaches, administrators, staff at Allen Park, and they're on the same page. And all of us can watch a sporting event and we don't see race. We see greatness. And I don't think we watch athletes and our favorite teams or players, and we turn around after watching the game and we become this racist bigot that, oh, I want nothing to do with anybody that's not the same color of skin as me. I think that's ridiculous for people to think that. And I actually think sports, when you look at trying to bring America together, that there's been nothing in this country stronger, and I will not single out any church because people can't agree on religion, and that's worldwide. But sports has brought America together and given people of all skin colors more chances than anything anywhere coast to coast in the USA. And yeah, the fight, the struggle, Jackie Robinson, you look at what he went through, my Lord. 40s, 50s, early 60s, there were hotels and restaurants where black people had to sit in the back. They had to use different bathrooms. Jackie Robinson had to couldn't stay in the white hotels. You look at what Muhammad Ali had to do just to give people a chance to vote based on the color of their skin. That it took until 1966 for a starting five to be all black. And what Adolph Rupp said, using the N-word, addressing his team. A team that included Pat Riley, who runs the Orlando, or the Miami Heat, not the Orlando Magic. You look at 68 Olympics. You go through the evolution of sports in America. And I think when I step back and I talk about my heroes, gosh, as a Lions fan, as I look at the Lions today with a well-put-together, peaceful protest, I'm in love with Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. And I can tell you that in watching sports, I've never seen color. There are guys who draw me in, and women, by the way, that their stories, that their talent, that how they carry themselves on and off the field, on and off the court. There's my connection in the world of sports. And when I look today in America and I see the opportunity in sports and the life that you can lead and live because you're good enough to play pro sports, man, the way the Lions were united in those photos and not having practice today, I think more of America is united than what the media and Facebook and Twitter will tell you. I truly believe that. My son's soccer team, multinational kids, I don't see color, I don't see religion, I don't see ethnic upbringing. My daughter, my son, when I'm playing hoops, Watching the NBA playoffs, which have been amazing. Superfly and I were just talking about the NFL season is just around the corner. Sports may be, and I'll put churches right there with it. Sports and churches and education and the teachers and coaches who they don't work for the millions. They work for our children. Sports, education, and teachers, coaches, churches. I'm not going to rank them. But that's the last hope of what America is really all about. What we believe in our hearts. What the majority believes drives them every day. And I'm not putting sports in front of everything, but where else do you see a melting pot? Hey, you know, my kids can play on a team, and these kids come from all different school districts. I don't know their financial upbringing. I don't know anything about them, but man, they're good kids. Now, not good athletes, just good kids. Where else do you find that in America beyond a roster, a team? Maybe out of college you'll see it where it becomes a melting pot. And again, I look at those college teams and the universities and the opportunity they give people of all skin colors to live a better life. So in closing with this opening huge opinion, looking at the Lions and how they canceled practice today, and players and coaches came out addressing the media with the world can't go on and we won't be silent. I may not agree with the world can't go on. But I do like the we won't be silent player's message. that football is not important today after what happened over the weekend to Jacob Blake. The one thing that I wish people would just wait on is you need the investigation. And immediately the Wisconsin Department of Justice took it over because they didn't want the Kenosha police doing it. And maybe that was old school where your police department, they're not going to go after one of their own. And that's been part of the problem with social justice in America. That the fraternal order of police and the union, you protect your own no matter what, and that has to change. That's one of the few things in law enforcement that I would say that they can't protect bad cops. They just can't. So huge love to the Lions for showing what a peaceful protest should be like. And I think they did it the right way, and it's their choice. And missing a practice, is it the end of the world? Did they say they're not playing again? No. Did they announce that until there's justice, they're not going to play? No. But they got our attention. And I was able to start a conversation on the show today and let you know where I stand. And in the end, that's a good day. Because I've opened my eyes more over the last 5 months in terms of where America is at on so many different things than at any point since I was 18 and an adult. And I think it's good to get outside your comfort zone and your normal conversations, and no matter what your affiliations are, and look at everything as a whole. Yes, there is change needed in America. And also, you are innocent until proven guilty. But I believe in my heart that more Americans do not see color, that they embrace people of all religions, all backgrounds, and we're more united in America than the media, Facebook, and Twitter will tell us.